Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We continue our examination in the Word of God of Psalm 37. Psalm 37, we've seen several things. I think we've covered first six verses so far. So let me recap these, because what we're about to see in the next, I guess, four, five, or six verses, are ideas that are being picked up again. Okay, so he's driving home a point right here, the psalmist is. David wrote this psalm. Remember in the first verse, he says, don't fret because of evildoers. And then he said, don't be envious of these folks that do wrong. Well, why is that? Well, they're going to wither like the grass, and they're going to fade away like the great herb. In other words, they will come to an end. Then in verse 3, he said, trust in the Lord and do good. Now, notice with all these instructions, these commandments, there's things that will occur, there's fruit that will come from it, or there are things that we're to do. So trust in the Lord and do good. That's an action were to take place in trusting in the Lord. Then dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. So look, he's given us these instructions of things to do. Do not fret. Don't be envious. Trust in the Lord. Do good. Dwell in the land. Cultivate faithfulness. Verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Well, there you go. When you delight yourself in the Lord will give you the desires of your heart, because the desires of your heart will be the desire that the Lord has. Okay. Then verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do it. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. Okay? The Lord will bring forth that. He will bring forth your justice. That's what that word judgment is about right there. Not that he's going to judge you, but he will bring forth justice on your behalf. Now, verse 7, Psalm 37, he continues with instructions. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Oh, there we go. Well, that's not an easy thing for a lot of us to do. This gets perverted in several ways. One is that people simply won't rest in the Lord. Okay, they say they're resting in the Lord, but they're running around, as we say in the Deep South, like a chicken with his head cut off. And if you've never seen that, you don't know what I'm talking about, but that is a strange occurrence. Okay, and so he's saying, rest in the Lord. Now, people also pervert this to another extreme, to slothfulness, to laziness. They'll sit there and say, well, I'm just resting in the Lord. I'm just waiting patiently for the Lord. We are to aggressively rest in the Lord. We are to aggressively wait for him. That doesn't mean that we're to sit on the front porch in the rocking chair and be lazy about things at all. So our rest, our comfort is in the Lord. We wait for him. We don't usurp him. We don't assume upon him. We don't presume upon him in any way. So rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Are you ready for the next part? This is verse 7, the next phrase. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Well, there we go. He's picking up that idea that he had at the very beginning of this thing of not to fret. Okay, not to fret over the one who's prospering in his way, even though that prospering is coming about because of wicked schemes. So rest in the Lord. In other words, don't go out and try to trip this guy up. Don't fall into his own traps and retaliate in the same kind of way. Rest in the Lord. Now, don't you know, when you look at the life of David and all that the Scripture shows us about him, that he was thinking, man, he's writing this down, coming out of his own situations, his own circumstances, okay? Because David encountered some serious things. And there were times when he made decisions which were not real good decisions, because he was not resting in the Lord. He wasn't waiting patiently upon the Lord. He was seeking really for the revenge of man. There's times there's one time he did that and a woman stopped him. Remember Nadab's wife? Okay. Stopped him. And David says, you know, you did right by doing this. David actually wound up marrying her after her husband died. So anyway, say, do this, rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him. Verse 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Oh, man. You know, most of us really want to claim that verse we see over in the New Testament, to be angry and yet do not sin. You know, have that righteous anger. There is a righteous anger. There is an anger because of what we see of injustice. There is an anger because of what we see with evil. But what he's talking about here is cease from anger, forsake wrath, okay? That anger that is within us as humans that we can allow to just explode. It actually comes from the Hebrew word for the nostril, the nose, the anger of that, you know, how your nose will flare, that your nostrils will flare. And it cease from wrath, that wrath, we've talked about that before, of just rage, okay, the venomous type of rage. He says, don't do that. Cease from that. Stop that. As a matter of fact, not only stop it, forsake it. Wow, forsake it, you know, let loose of it, leave it. That's what that means. And then he says this, cease from anger, forsake wrath, do not fret. It leads only to evil doing. Oh, so we're seeing what type of situation he's trying to drive home here, what he's trying to say. This fretting over these things, this being anxious over these things will only lead to evil doing, to bad behavior, wicked behavior. And, you know, that's really quite convicting to a lot of us because, you know, we hear that word fret, like I said, I think in the last episode, and we sort of receive it as a light term. Well, you know, I'm just fretting over something. But it's quite serious. We as believers do not have a right or role or responsibility or anything to be anxious over something, to fret over something, to worry over something. We are to rest in the Lord. We're to wait patiently for Him. We're to trust in Him. If we do fret over something, it's going to lead to evil doing. What kind of evil doing? Well, anger, wrath, seeking to do things of our own volition in our own way rather than resting in the Lord, waiting upon the Lord, any number of things. It's all evil doing. Now, listen to the next verse here. For evildoers will be cut off. He's picking up the idea and driving home again. Don't worry about these evildoers. They're going to be cut off. But those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land. In other words, wait on the Lord and don't try to make this happen. Don't try to make something happen in anger or in wrath. Don't try to make something happen. Even if it's the right thing and something does need to happen, if it's not of God and if you're not sure, don't do it yet. Wait upon the Lord. Then verse 10, our last verse for today. Yet a little while and the wicked man will be no more, and you will look carefully for his place and he will not be there. So these first 10 verses, you see what the big picture is. He's saying, don't fret over what you're seeing with the evil and the evil men, even how evil men seem to prosper and how you're sitting there thinking you're using the F word on all the time. You know, that's not fair. Okay. It's not fair. He says, no, don't do that because in a little while, the wicked man will be no more. Well, regardless what that little while means, because all of man's life is but a brief vapor, as the word tells us. And so if nothing else, he's going to die. He's going to be no more. You're going to look carefully at his place, and he's not going to be there. Okay? Even in the greater scheme of things, wickedness will pass. It will pass. The day is coming when the Lord will rule and reign for all eternity. So don't worry about it. Don't fret over it, folks, okay? Cease from anger. Cease from wrath. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently from him. That doesn't mean that we're to adopt a spirit of sticking our head in the ground, not paying attention to things. No, no, no. As a matter of fact, having this type of understanding gives us the right spirit and the right heart whereby we can address issues of society, where we can speak truth into the political realm, for instance, where we can reveal truth and talk about things because we have this type of heart, because we have the true understanding of what it means to rest in the Lord, to trust him, and to wait patiently upon him. May we do that. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time, and I'll see you next episode.